CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Jurors appeared riveted to Stormy Daniels testifying about a sexual encounter with Donald Trump in 2006, which he says led to hush money payments 10 years later during the presidential campaign. At the New York courthouse for the Trump criminal trial, ABC's Olivia Rubin.
It was so damning inside of that courtroom. Many people could not believe what they were even hearing about a former president who was in the courtroom with his family and some campaign staff hearing about a sexual encounter.
The judge overseeing the former president's classified documents case has indefinitely postponed the trial. Legal issues over how classified info is to be used need to be resolved. Police have cleared a pro-Palestinian tent camp at the University of Chicago. Administrators say they had safety concerns. TikTok and its parent company in China is suing the U.S. government, saying a new law potentially banning the app is unconstitutional. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin legislature's nonpartisan auditing arm will review diversity, equity, and inclusion programming in state government. That's after a vote this morning by the Joint Audit Committee. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss promised more scrutiny of DEI after getting the universities of Wisconsin to scale back diversity offices. Green Bay is busy getting ready for its biggest event ever. About 250,000 football fans are expected for next year's NFL draft. Police say they know the task will be enormous.
Matt, we have a lot of work ahead of us, without a doubt. You know, Detroit's, they were well over 700,000 people throughout their 3 days. For what we can handle, we're going to be tested for sure.
Green Bay Police Captain Ben Allen speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson was made aware of at least three citizens receiving phone calls and voicemails of someone pretending to be a sheriff's deputy yesterday. The phone number left by the caller was 608-710-1490, and at least one person was told they have a warrant for their arrest. These are scam calls. This phone number is not associated with the Vernon County Sheriff's Office in any way. Vernon County deputies will leave the office phone number 608-637-2123 as a callback number if they are trying to contact you and likely will not call in the case of a warrant for your arrest. Do not answer or call back the 710 phone number or any phone number you don't recognize, and do not provide any personal information to people you don't know. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. This month is a time to discuss how mental health is an important part of our overall health and well-being. Struggling with your mental health is not a sign of weakness, and you are not alone.
The Brewers lose to the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 3-2 to the Royals. The threat of a severe thunderstorm forced moving up the start time of last night's game in Kansas City up by a half hour. The Brewers were leading 2-0 in the seventh when Pat Murphy made a controversial decision, sending in reliever Jared Koenig to the mound, who gave up a home run on the way to a three-run rally for KC.
I was second-guessing myself for not putting Koenig in there right now, knowing that it could be a shortened game with the weather coming. And unfortunately, we gave up the home run and a two-strike home run, that non-executed pitch, and then they capitalize after that.
NFL, Jeff Hafley, the Packers' new defensive coordinator, met with reporters and talked about the team's new safety. He's the man they call X, short for Xavier McKinney.
Well, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly cloudy overnight, with lows in the upper 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, but a couple of showers could pop up in the afternoon. High mid-70s. Clouds around on Thursday, some showers as well. Cooler highs in the low 60s. Right now it's 73.
Protection for them today, money back for you tomorrow. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Consider protection for them today, money back for you tomorrow. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Consider a return of premium life insurance policy from State Farm. This affordable coverage offers level premiums for the entire policy term, the ability to build cash value, and the flexibility to convert to a permanent policy later. And it returns all policy premiums paid if you survive to the end of the term period. Let me explain how the State Farm return of premium can help your family. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Drink cocktails. Less is more.
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up!